This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
Trevor is on line four for Blown Off today. Trevor, hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
Yeah. He just said he's good.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm a little under the weather.
Megan's a little under the weather, and apparently it's affecting her hearing.
I can't even think.
Trevor, what's going on, buddy? Are you getting blown off?
Oh, man, I'm totally getting blown off.
Oh, dude, that blows.
Bummer.
What's her name, first of all?
Marie.
Okay. And how did you meet Marie?
Well, I was with some friends of mine, and at all places, we met at a baby shower.
You met at a baby shower?
Yeah, I wasn't even really supposed to be there, but ended up chatting along with some friends of mine, and, you know, I'm at this baby shower, and there's this hot girl, and I was just like, all right, I'm going to go for it. I mean,
why not?
Perfect opportunity, there wasn't a bunch of dudes there, so it was it's fine.
Okay, good, all right, yeah.
Okay.
So you approach her at the baby shower.
It wasn't, creepy or anything, but anyway. We started chatting, and we were having a good time, and, having a great conversation. I was like, you want to get out of here? And she was like, I can't get out of here. It's a baby shower. And I was like, why not? No one's going to miss us. But she was like, no, she had to stay. But I did get her number, and we agreed to, meet up. After the second gift, no one even was, paying attention.
Right.
Whatever.
No, right. It gets over it. What?
Yeah, everybody's like, oh, it was, I think there's a reason why guys don't go to these things.
Right.
But anyway, so we meet up the next day, and we go out, and we, have a couple drinks, and then we go and play some pool,
mm-hmm.
which, is a great, first date. It's, active. And so that was going well, and we're having a good time. And then all of a sudden, she goes to the bathroom and she comes back and she's like, I don't feel well.
She said, I don't feel well.
Yeah, which we all know is BS. that's just code for I'm ditching this date. This isn't going well. Who gets sick and then all of a sudden it just wants to get out of there? I mean, come on. We've all been there.
I mean, okay. So then what happened?
So then she left and then I haven't heard from her, and so I'm like, why am I getting blown off?
So wait, she left, and you haven't heard from her. You didn't text her the next day and say, hey, are you feeling better, or you didn't call her?
No, I just, I just haven't heard from her. I just, figured she, she's having a good time that she didn't text me, but...
All right, well, listen, we got to take a break anyway. Why don't we talk a little bit more off the air? Maybe there's some more details we can get, and we'll try calling her for you, okay?
Oh, man, I really appreciate that.
Let's call her now, shall we?
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Okay. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, ma'am. Please speak with Marie.
This is Marie.
Marie, good morning. It's Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1 WAPE. How are you?
Hi. Oh, my God, from the radio?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Hi.
Hi, am I on the radio right now?
Well, we'd like to talk to you on the radio. Is that cool? Can we have your permission?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
What's it about?
I'll let Megan break the news to you.
Marie, we just were calling about a guy that you went out with. His name is Trevor.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. We just wanted to know what happened with you guys because he said you were blowing him off. And you didn't really give him a reason why.
Well, I figured it was the worst first date ever. I figured he kind of knew.
It was the worst first date ever? Worst one ever?
Yes, absolutely. The worst one I have ever had.
What? Why? What happened?
Yeah.
Well, he took me to a pool hall and then leaves me alone, goes to the bathroom for 10 minutes and by myself. And then he comes back and he's completely stoned.
He's stoned?
smells like weed. His eyes are all red. He's totally out of it. Completely stoned.
Wait, he left in the middle of the day to go smoke up?
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, I mean, come on. What? I mean, seriously, because I got high?
Wait.
Come on. That's why?
Wait. Hello?
Yeah?
What's happening?
Hi. Marie?
What is happening?
That's Trevor. He's on the phone with us, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wait, he was listening? Oh, my God.
Yeah, what? Because you've got to be kidding me. Because I got stoned? You said you liked to party.
What? I mean, I'm... Not on the first date. Not in the middle of the first date where
you're getting
to know somebody.
Okay, hang on. Hang on one second, you two. Marie, can you hang on?
Yeah.
Okay, Trevor, can you hang on?
Sure.
I assume, was it the men's room, Trevor?
Yeah, it was the men's room. I had to go to the bathroom.
You had to go to the bathroom. And when he came back, he was stoned. So,
yeah.
And why do you think he was...
To be fair, I was stoned before I went to the bathroom, too.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. So,
who shows up to a first date completely stoned?
What? Why is that a problem? I mean, when I met you, I was stoned.
Wait, you were stoned at the baby shower?
How do you think I got there? How else do you think they talked me into going to that?
Okay. Wait a minute, Trevor. Do you smoke a lot of weed? Is that are you a casual user of marijuana or a heavy user of marijuana?
That sounds like he's a heavy user of marijuana.
Well, I mean, it's fine. I get high regularly if that's your ask.
Are you high right now?
Oh my god, yeah. He totally is.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. All right, so on your date, what you showed up stoned, you took her out, you guys were playing pool, and what? I guess you were coming down off your buzz, so you said, excuse me, and you went to the bathroom?
Not even like that. It was like, we were there. We had some drinks. I had to go to the bathroom, so I figured while I was there, why not, spark up for a second?
Yeah.
And then, I came back.
Don't you feel like that's something you should make sure she was okay with before you just, started doing it?
Oh, we talked about it. That's why I can't believe she said, she said she smoked grass on occasion.
Yeah,
on occasion,
not, like, at baby showers and on
first
dates. Yeah,
well, I mean... I did not smoke the baby shower. But I was high when they asked me if I wanted to go, and I said sure.
Okay.
But that's the extent of it. But
okay. So in the middle of the pool hall, so you left her alone in the pool hall while you went to go get stoned.
It was incidental to having to go to the bathroom.
So you had to go to the bathroom anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't just excuse myself to go get high.
All right, now Marie, when you
I've done that, but there was no need to.
Okay.
Right.
Marie, when he came back, did you say something like, "Oh my God, you're high," or did you just say, "I feel sick, I want to go home"?
I mean, I just said like, "I'm tired. I'm not really feeling up to anything else. I just want to go." I was done. It's exactly. I've had conversations with potheads, like burnout guys, before, and I met this guy at a baby shower. Like, he's not going to be some, like, stoner burnout person. And and now I'm like...
You feel like it's a bad thing.
I mean...
Not like it's a bad... Okay.
I mean, it's not...
In the middle of a first date, it's not great. Trevor.
Yeah.
So you don't want to go out with... You're done with Trevor, basically.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. And Melissa Marie, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, okay. Trevor...
Yeah.
Okay, there you go, buddy. Does that shed some light on the situation?
Yeah, she's afraid of being cool. Yeah, that's all right. I understand.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Okay, all right.
What? Are you in 17?
No, one second. That's what it is. It's a fear of being cool.
Oh, my God.